In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul said, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Tonight I am thankful for many, many things in my life. I'm thankful for the opportunity once again to be with you tonight and to worship God together with you at this particular time, to open up our Bibles and to look into the depths of God's Word. And hopefully in our study tonight we will learn things and appreciate the things of God, things that will help us, things that will aid us and benefit us as we live our lives here under the sun. When the Apostle Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians, there are a number of very clear, very direct, very specific instructions that are commandments that he wrote to that group of Christians. Among them, we find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 a very clear command where, again, he says, "In everything, give thanks." Now, as we do a survey of the Bible, whether we're studying in the Old or the New Testament, and we're surveying the direct commands that God has given, I don't really believe that we're going to be able to find a command that is any clearer, that is any more direct than the one that we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, this clear command, I understand full well, and I believe that you understand full well also, is very easy for us to obey when things are going well for us. When things are going well in our families, when things are going well at work, when things are going well in the church, when we are being provided for abundantly and we see that in our lives, when we have all of life's necessities, etc., 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 one of the easiest things in the world to do is to be thankful. But you know as well as I do that there are some times in our lives when it's just plain out hard to be thankful. There are times that we face difficulties in our lives. We face challenges. We face struggles. We face difficulties, turmoil, and trouble.